The Magi made a journey of faith, and that is what we reflect upon today. The Magi's journey of faith and our own personal journey of faith. We people make a journey of faith nowadays whenever we decide to step out of the well-worn paths of our life and decide at a different direction to chop through all of that underbrush toward new life experiences. We make a journey of faith whenever we decide to follow the urges of our heart, to follow intuitive hunches. And we make a journey of faith whenever we decide to go beyond what cautious people call what is rational or logical. We make a journey of faith whenever we allow the Spirit of God to enter our lives. And we make a journey of faith whenever we close out the noise of the world for a little while and decide to communicate with God in prayer and reflection and solitude, just as we made a journey of faith even to come here today. We make a journey of faith, as the Magi did, to set up a special relationship with that one person whom God has sent us as his Messiah or Savior. Some time ago, there was an in-depth interview with Jane Fonda, not one of the three kings, but at least a film queen. And in that interview, she spoke of a number of epiphanies or revelations that surprised a lot of people who have thought about her only as a movie star, a movie queen, and a social activist. She told the interviewer that she had been drawn to the movie Agnes of God because of the religious content of that movie. She said, "I have always believed in God, even though I never had any kind of formal religion. And this," she said, "is one of my regrets. I've always had a very deep sense of peace whenever I was able to visit a church and even look at the stained glass windows and discover the peace that I found there." She said, "I wish that I had given my children what I never had, because now I know, as I'm older, that being brought up with some kind of formal religion does give a structure and a ritual to our important beliefs in life that make life worthwhile. To think about the great issues of life, such as the purpose of life, the responsibilities that we all have as human beings, one to the other." Now, just exactly where Jane Fonda is on her journey of faith, we're not prepared to say. Her journey seems to be somewhat less intense than the Magi, but we pray and hope that she will find the Christ she is looking for. But it is evident from the interview that she does have something very much in common with those Magi. Despite her lofty status as a movie star and all of her material success, the inner heart of Jane Fonda is still looking for something much more. She is still searching for the answer to the question, what is the purpose of my life? Only faith can provide that answer. The journey of the Magi and the journey of all the other people who are seeking God illustrates the truth that this journey of faith is universal. Everyone ever created, without exception, is searching on journey. The appearance of that star in today's gospel story is a sign that from the very beginning, Jesus was intended by the Father to be the way and the life and the truth for everyone without exception. As Blaise Pascal, the French mathematician, said, in the soul of every person there is a God-shaped vacuum. In the soul, in the heart, in the spirit of every person ever created, there is always a God-shaped vacuum crying out to be filled with God's Spirit. Sometimes the journey of faith is a lonely journey. People begin to understand that only as they grow older. In the interview with Jane Fonda, she tells of attending church during Christmas season in downtown Manhattan. And she speaks about her father, Henry Fonda, who was an atheist at that time. And when she came home from church, he called her a hypocrite. She explains how much that hurt her, the pain that came from that accusation. The journey of faith is sometimes a journey that no one else in the family is willing to take with you. That also can be painful. Today, many young people take their journey of faith almost alone at school. Some of their classmates wonder how they are able to get their insights and their strength from their faith in the Lord Jesus and from life itself, instead of from dangerous chemicals. And yet, they persist in their journey because, like the Magi, they have seen the star of faith pointed out to them by their parents. And now they follow that star of faith. The journey of faith can also be an expensive one because the cost of discipleship is never cheap. Besides the cost of the trip itself, the Magi also came with gold and frankincense and myrrh. The latter gift is the symbol for pain and suffering that enter the lives of all disciples. They were so overwhelmed when they came into the presence of the child and his mother that they responded in worship. And genuine worship will always trigger generosity. But that's only the beginning, because the journey will also cost in terms of the time and the energy that we take to carry out our ministry of service. For whenever we answer the call to follow as disciples, we are following the footsteps of the one who said, I come not to be served, but to serve. And then, in the journey of faith, there are various stages of growth in that faith, a continual process of emptying one's self of self. And in that way, we become more and more aware of the needs of other persons beyond ourselves. And later on comes the stage of creative disintegration, a euphemism for growing older, a time for letting go, of gradual hollowing out, an emptying of self, which can be a very painful process at times, particularly when it begins to affect one's health. But all of this emptying out, hollowing, always has a compensation, that is 1,000 times greater than the pain of what is taken away. The compensation is always the enlightenment of our heart and mind as we find the answers that we look for. The space in our heart that becomes emptied allows the presence of God to fill the space. Even though the journey of faith can be lonely and costly, it is also a journey that brings enlightenment. That is the maximum help, the maximum help that we all receive along the way. The Magi had a star to direct them. We have the living Word of God to direct us. The Magi had personal enthusiasm. We disciples are motivated by something more reliable, the personal love for Jesus Christ, who calls us each by name, the gracious, mysterious presence in our hearts. And the Magi were strengthened by their own energy, but we disciples are given the inexhaustible power of the presence of the Spirit in our heart. And as we learn to live the style of the disciple on the way, we recognize that we are investing ourselves in the most important cause that there is. The journey of faith always leads to eternal life. I am, said Jesus, the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. Our journey to Bethlehem leads way beyond Bethlehem. Our journey leads to paradise. The star of the Magi will eventually come to rest over the New Jerusalem. The journey that we take by faith through all of that thick underbrush and over all the ruts and rocks of this earth will eventually lead us to a victory of the heavenly Jerusalem, where the Lord will wipe away all tears and all pain. The heavenly Jerusalem, where the Lord will make all things new for us.